Josh Jenkins does join us. It's very annoying. He's being a very annoying human being for so many of us who'd rather be doing what he's doing as much as we like what we're doing. He's overseas at the moment, just ticking them off as he goes along. And the big fella joins us. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Well, I'm a little envious, to be honest.
That's understandable, mate. I don't know, you're a big US sports fan, as many Australians are these days, and you are right. I've been living the dream for the past couple of weeks, and had about 10 days, a few really big games to go, so it's been an absolute blast so far.
So before we get into what you've done and what's coming up for you, it's a fairly significant day that you find yourself over there part of today with the World Series kicking off and the NBA season commencing as well. Tell me you're perched in one of those magnificent US sports bars somewhere with about 1,000 screens in front of you, drinking, you know, water, of course, but tell me where you are soaking all of this stuff in.
Well, the professional that I am, I knew I was going to be speaking to you, so I'm stuck in my hotel room. I am flicking between the game one of the World Series and the opening night of the NBA, so it's a great night to be in front of a TV anywhere here in America, and of course we're getting both those games live in Australia. So we're not missing out for those that are back in Australia. But you're right, it is great fun. It's probably the next best thing. And if you can't get to a big game, is to get to a sports bar somewhere in America. And the people in the bars just go nuts for it.
Tell me about the magnitude in terms of the coverage and the build-up and the conversation and the coverage and all of those things that you know only all too well about as a member of the media and, of course, as a professional footballer over here, in terms of the build-up to an event like the two that are on today.
Well, particularly with, you know, the Cavalier situation was a little bit different because they've already, you know, it's been run and won, and it's still important that they were collecting their rings and everyone wanted to see it, but the baseball has been, you know, and you're probably better place to talk about it than me because I'm not a huge baseball fan, but the fact that, you know, both franchises, Cleveland and Chicago, have had such long waits to get here, and you know, I was in one of the apparel shops called Lids today, and there were just people just piling. I'm in Miami, which is miles and miles away from Chicago, and there were just people piling in to get Cubs hats just to get on board.
Of course.
It's all anyone talks about. It's all that's in the newspapers, you know, USA Today and those huge newspapers that's on the front of those papers and taking over the election just for a couple of days, which has been pleasant.
So what's been the highlight for you? So, I mean, you've done so much stuff. Has one thing stood out for you above and beyond all of the things that you've been accessing thus far?
To be honest, probably just It was great to caught up with Nathan Chapman who runs Pro Kick Australia out of Melbourne, and he's placed dozens and dozens of Aussie guys in big time US colleges as punters, and catching up with him and Jamie Keane who was a former punter at LSU, and Tom Hackett who was a back to back Ray Guy award winner, which is the best punter in college football. So caught up for dinner with those guys after the Pittsburgh Steelers game, and it was just great to talk to some guys who have been through college football, have played in front of 100,000 fans basically every single week of their career, and also, you know, to go and watch an Aussie, Jordan Berry, who plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was a great thrill just to go and see him play live. And I know, having a bit of a chat to Chappie, he was really proud because Chappie was the man who put Jordan in the States, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and that was the first time he'd ever been able to see Jordan play in an NFL game.
He's become a bit of a go-to guy for young Australians who want to chase their dream. I mean, he's making a lot of stuff happen for a lot of young Australians, whether it be, you know, pro ranks or even just college football. I noticed when you went to the Steelers-Pats game, not only did you get to go down onto Heinz Field with a teammate of yours, but did I see a photo of you in the Pittsburgh Steelers rooms either before or after that game?
Well, you did, and they listened closely, mate, because As a member of the media, and you know some of the stuff I do, you know, part time, of course, with ESPN Australia. The beauty is you know, I applied for some media accreditation, and the difference between AFL and American sports is you know, once you're given the all clear as a member of the media over here, you get, it's basically all access, all areas. So, you know, I've been in the change room to the LA Rams Pittsburgh Steelers, New York Giants at MetLife. So, and I've got a couple to come as well. So access all areas when you've got that golden little pass, and it's been quite a thrill to get up close and personal, and haven't asked a question yet, haven't had the courage to pose any questions, but it's been great to just stand back and, you know, basically as probably, you know, 50% fan, 50% media person trying to get a look at how things work, you know, in a league or in leagues that are far bigger than ours.
Talking to Josh Jenkins, to that end, this has been an ongoing battle that, you know, the media versus footy clubs have had in Australia for a long time, and your club included, even though, you know, Schutz and your team over at Adelaide do a fantastic job. Do you think footballers and football clubs here in Australia should open their doors more than they do?
Yeah, 100%. I was probably one of the guys who was most vocal about it. You know, it was one of my early columns for ESPN, yeah, and it caught a fair bit of traction.
Well, we had a chat to you about it, I reckon.
Yeah, particularly with journalists who could resonate and who have been, you know, itching for better access. And, you know, I think the clubs have made small movements towards giving greater access, you know, even little things like interviews at halftime when players are walking off the field, letting people, you know, cover games from inside the change rooms, little things like that. But when you come over here and get access to it, you know, 5 minutes to go of every game in the NFL, all the working media is allowed on the sidelines of the field and watch the last part of the game, and then you basically walk straight into the change rooms, and it's you know, it's the full hog. Guys are getting changed and sharing and, you know, in towels and, you know, in front of all the media, and that's just how it is. Everyone accepts it. Everyone knows that's what needs to be done, and everyone, you know, gets in, does their job and asks a question and gets out of there. So it's just the norm, but it provides the fans at the end of the day with much greater access.
Incredible access. Hey, the trade period, just last one before I let you go. There was obviously a huge amount of interest in what your footy club could do, and you made the big pitch for Bryce Gibbs. There's, you know, there's a downside and there's an upside here, Josh. You don't get Bryce Gibbs, the player that you wanted to bring to the club so badly, but you don't lose a teammate. You don't give up more than the footy club deemed necessary to give it up. So it's a stalemate for both. How do you feel about the way that one, and you're obviously a student of, you know, players moving, and not that this was free agency, but you are that. How did you see this one play out?
Yeah, I mean, I followed it really close. I was actually at an NHL game at Madison Square Garden with Tex Walker and Brad Crouch, and we were refreshing on Twitter every few minutes because the deadline was looming. So we were really keen to see if we could get Bryce to Adelaide. When, you know, when someone states that they're keen to get to a specific club, it's always disappointing when that can't happen, because, you know, you always want to fulfil someone's desires, but, you know, it's Carlton's right to hold firm on it. I think the rules around, you know, I think there's a lot of things around free agency that had to be nursed in. I know this wasn't a free agency thing, but I think Andrew Bogut was pretty strong, and I heard him say that clubs should have the ability to trade players without their consent. And, you know, that would be a something that Australian football would struggle to come to terms with right now. But I think, you know, in 10 years we get back on the phone and have a chat, I dare say things like that will be the norm, because it's just the evolution of business. To the end of the day, football clubs, like the big US franchises, I know they're not privately owned, but they are businesses, you know, who need to look out for themselves first and foremost.
It's a landscape that's going to evolve significantly between, you know, now and that 10-year period that you talk about. Hopefully we are still having a chat about these sorts of things, mate. If you want to follow Josh Jenkins, and you've got Twitter and there's other forms that you can follow him on, hashtag JJ in the USA. There's heaps of updates. It'll make you sick, but there's updates all over the place, and there's a lot of video files coming through. And of course, you can follow him at ESPN Australia NZ. So there's a lot to absorb on the trip that continues to go on. Mate, great to have you on the show. Good luck with what comes next, and we'll have a chat to you when you get back to Australia.
Absolutely. Thanks, Murray. I'll just pack my bags, and we're heading off to, we've got one more NFL game, then we've got the big one. We've got LSU v Alabama. Down in Baton Rouge next Saturday. So there'll be about 105,000 in the house for that one. So I can't wait, because there's is probably one of the, there's probably only two or three rivalries bigger than that one, so I can't wait.
That will be absolutely massive. Josh, thanks for joining us, mate. We'll speak to you then.
Thank you, bye.
Josh Jenkins from the Adelaide Crows.